Amen.
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to begin a second session, Leading a Double Life, How the Media has Influenced the Student's Christian Identity. But before then, let's all rise up and sing hymn 185. 185. Thank God, please be seated. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our second session, How the Media has Influenced the Student's Christian Identity. Actually, we know nowadays, right, there's many different kinds of medias, and all these medias, for sure, it have effect on our Christian identity. But what do you think, how many hours people watch TV per day? What do you guys think? Just take a guess. How many hours? Yes? 5 hours. 5 hours. Anybody else? 8 hours. Maybe on the weekends, right? On the weekends, if I watch 8 hours of TV. Right? Actually, all this media is very addictive. Actually, when I was doing research on the different media addiction, they have treatment for everything, right? If you have TV addiction, they have some kind of TV, you can have treatment for it, right? And computer and video games, all those things. They officially have treatment that you can go for several weeks or several months to get, you know, detox. I mean, in the sense that, you know, to get rid of all these things that you are addicted to. So, but the survey, if you think about television, right? If you think about television, look at this. It's quite, look at all the different things here, right? The first one is say other leisure activity and travel. So the percentage here is very, very low. And playing games and a computer use for leisure time, right? At least not for using all doing all the bad stuff and stuff like that, right? Just for leisure time. It's also very low. Relaxing thinking is also very low. Reading is very low. Everything else is very low, especially exercise and things like that. But look at watching TV. Actually, watching television is almost 3 hours, right? 3 hours per day. Can you imagine this? So if you add computer and also play video games, so people spend maybe 5-6 hours on the media each day. So it's quite amazing. So what about, if you look at this, say recent studies show that the average child in North America spent over 4 hours in front of television every day. So the first one is mostly adults, right, our average people. But this is the child. They spend every single day 4 hours in front of TV. So I copied this and you see here. If we assume that our children come home from school around 3 p.m. and that they go to bed around 10:30 p.m., this means that they are at home awake for about 6.5 hours each day, Monday to Friday. Now let's take away 4 hours for TV viewing, not to mention the time they spend using the computer. Right? This leaves only 2.5 hours per day, which is usually spent having dinner, talking on the phone, doing other activities. Not much time left for homework, physical activity, or interacting with the family. There's no need to mention that what happened during the weekends, right? Because I read some of the survey that the teachers have done in our church for the IE students. Some of them, they say on the weekend they spend all day watching TV. It's quite amazing. And we'll look at that a little bit later. And so by age 18, in the United States, the youth will have seen 16,000 simulated murders and 200,000 acts of violence by the age of 18. Can you imagine this? And another interesting, in a sample of programming from the 2001-2002, of course, that was 4 or 5 years ago. Now it's even worse, just thinking worse. TV season, sexual content appear in 64% of all TV programs. So it doesn't matter what you watch on television, 64% all this have to do something with sex. Can you imagine the IE students, right, watching 3-4 hours a day of TV? So this means, if you think about it, number of TV commercials seen by the average person by age 65, 2 million. Can you imagine this? But most of us, we don't think too much about this. Imagine we spend 2 million times kneeling down and pray to God by the time we age 65. We'd be very holy. We'd be very holy. But meanwhile, if we spend this much time on television, and then we spend, by the age of 65, we spend 2 million times you see in the commercial in front of our eyes. And we know that commercial sometimes is worse. Right? It's worse than the TV programming. Why? Because commercial, they have only a certain hours, I mean certain minutes. And they spend millions on a certain minute just to try to stimulate a person. That's why, for example, if you look at all the exercise equipment, right? Exercise equipment, and also they talk about diets and, you know, how to be beautiful, this and that. So many people fall in this trap, even though they have this infomercial about half an hour or so. But many people, right afterward, they will call and buy those stuff. But 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, the thing that they bought is in a garage, right? Or they throw it away. So this means they try to stimulate, right, us to do things. So in commercial, the same way. It's talking about different kind of commercial. Now let's talk about computer. But actually, computer, when I was doing the research on the internet, it's very difficult to measure how many hours people spend on computer. Why? Because a lot of people nowadays, if they work, you know, most of them work, they spend all day on the computer. So, but for using computer, you know, to serve, to do things that is good, they cannot measure it. And also things that is bad. But most of the time when people use a computer is to go in there not to do something good. So in a recent survey conducted by Kelton Research, discovered that a majority of Americans, 52%, said their most recent experience with a computer problem provoked emotions such as anger, sadness, or alienation. So we can see, the reason I copy this and share with you because, so this means we're so addicted to the computer. So when it breaks down, what happened? You have this sadness, oh, my computer is down. So you feel like you are lost. And then when you feel angry, and then you feel like you cannot do anything. So this means most of 52% of Americans really addicted to computer. Without computer, they cannot live. And also another interesting, 65% of these same people spend more time with their beloved computer than their own spouse. Can you imagine this? So this means more than half of Americans, they're in front of a computer more than just talking to their loved ones. So that's why nowadays there's so many people committing adultery, right? Because when they go on a computer, they can chat with different men, different women. So because of this, all the desire will arouse. And then what they do? They go out and do it. So this is also a good information for us to know. And 84% of responders stated that they were more dependent on their home computer now than ever just 3 years ago. 84% now, right? 84%. So for us, when we think about teaching the IE students about all this media that have effect on them, we ourselves need to be overcome it also. For me, before I came to Christ, I was very addicted to television. Because after listening to people's problem for 8 hours, when I come home, I just want to turn on the TV and sit in front of it. And during that time, I watched TV 4 or 5 hours a day. So then when I first came to Christ, it's so difficult because one time I was talking to a deacon and he was watching some kind of basketball championship, right? And he said to me, oh, I just feel so guilty. And I say, why? He's like, you know, last night I got so excited watching the basketball championship. And for me, when I first came to Christ, like, why does he feel guilty? It's only a basketball, you know, championship. It's okay to watch. So during that time, I was thinking to myself, you know, what is he saying to me? So during that time, I tried to get rid of my TV. Right? Because first, I need to get rid of my cable. It was very, very difficult. Because when I get rid of my cable now, when I come home, when I turn on TV, right, there's nothing to watch. So during this time, what happened? And then I have my VCR during that time. So when I live right in downtown Boston, so there's a video store right across the street. So because I have no cable, so every single day I come home, I went to the video store, right? And I come back, my hands full of videos to watch. So during that time, I say I need to get rid of my VCR. So I also got rid of my VCR. But during that time, even though without cable, you still have a lot of things to watch also. So I continue to watch the TV. So during that time, I say, no, I cannot do it. I cannot do it. So I also got rid of my TV. This is really, I feel very sad about it, right? Because it's for me, I was so addicted to television. Especially, I like to watch Kung Fu, right? Kung Fu movies and stuff like that, and all action film and things like that. So about a year and a half later, I finally overcome the TV and stuff. I cannot say I overcome it. I still have desire to watch it, but that's why I don't have it at home. If I have it at home, I cannot overcome it. But hopefully one day I have enough strength, right, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I can have TV and have self-control. But right now, I know I cannot do that. But I remember one time, I'd make a determination. Even though I don't have cable, during that time, I keep running the videos. I go to the store and run videos. So I make a determination. I'm going to pray very hard for 1 month and read the Word of God very hard for 1 month. So after this, I want to go to the video store, see if I can find something to watch. So during that time, after I pray very hard for 1 month and read the Word of God, when I went to the video store, I was there for an hour. I could not find anything to watch at all. But I just feel, even rated G, right? Even anything, I just feel, I just don't need it. What do I need it for? But and then I stopped praying. I stopped praying. And then the next time I go, I came back, my hands are full of videos. So for me, I realized the only way to overcome this is to be filled by the Holy Spirit. Because when we feel by the Holy Spirit, we don't need really all this stimulation from the outside. So that's why when we're teaching the students, we need to encourage them to be filled with the Spirit of God. Even at a young age, if they feel with the Spirit of God, they just feel so joyful, they feel so peaceful. So they don't need anything, right? They don't need a computer, they don't need a video games, anything to stimulate them. So for us, we need to encourage them this. And also, let's go to video games. Actually, video games, I know many brothers and sisters in our church are very addictive. Sometimes after service, they go home, they lock their door, they play until 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Really, this is true in our church. So, and actually, let's say on any given day, 30% of all kids, 2 to 18, will play video game. Those who do play spend an average of just over an hour. Right? So an average of over an hour per day. So if we add for another 4 hours on the TV, and that's not the computer, so that means the whole day after they come home, they spend their time either on the computer, play video games, or watching TV. Right? But of course, a lot of Asian parents, we make us kids study a lot too, right? But don't be fooled, right? Because a lot of them, even though sometimes they say they go in the room to study with the computer, isn't that? But no, they are chatting and stuff like that also. So that's why we have to be very watchful. That's why, let's go to the E-class. This is the survey, right? The survey that we have. So the E-class, they say here, they have played 10 hours of playing video games per week. Per week. Of course, when they say 10 hours, they're being conservative. Really, you have to think like this, right? And 10 hours on email. Can you imagine this 10 hours? E-class. What do they do out there, right? And then they say 1 hour and 16 minutes watching TV. Well, they're very precise. And 5 hours on the cell phone. And 10 hours reading. So they do a lot of readings at least, right? The first one. But can you imagine all this? Look at 10 hours. So 16 hours already per week. It's almost like a job, right? And for sure, they are very conservative. And the next one is 7 hours playing video games, 10 hours watching TV, and 2 hours reading. So you can see our students also affected by the media, that is for sure. 14 hours playing video games, 20 hours watching TV, 30 hours on the cell phone. This is quite amazing. This is the survey. This E-class, it's all E-class. This E-class. For sample, we just got some sample. These are all E-class, right? So you can see what I'm trying to say, that all our students also affected by the media. And this is more E-class. Right? 10 hours watching TV. This person must read, they say 100 hours of reading. I don't know, is that true? No, we got to double check that, right? Or they're just joking around, right? But 2 hours on email, the next one, and 2 hours watching TV and 3 hours reading. And the other one, 30 hours on playing video games, 30 hours watching TV, 5 to 6 hours on cell phone, 40 hours reading. So,
it's not adding up.
No, this is a week. This is, no. This is per week by per person, per student. Yeah? No, because every day, right? If you think about every week, right? It's possible, right? Of course, and maybe, you know, but I'm saying, this is what they're saying, right? And let's go to maybe the J class, they know more what they're doing, right? 10 hours of watching TV, right? 5 hours on cell phone, 1 hour reading. This is the J class. This is the J class. And the next one, 8 hours watching TV, 2 hours on cell phones, 2 hours reading. So you can see a lot of our students, the reason is so difficult for us to implant the Word of God inside their heart because of media. Just think about it. If they go to school 8 hours per day, of course, at 8 hours per day, they will encounter many of their friends, right? And many of their friends are unbelievers. So they will talk many different things. So when they come home, they will also spend their time on TV and on computer and on the video games. So this means we have really a great task ahead of us, trying to transform the students to become Christ-like or to be able to follow the will of Christ. So with these three things, which one you think is worse? TV, computer, or video games? Which one has more effect on students, or on kids in general? Actually, it's computer if they play video games. Video games are the worst thing. Why? Because a lot of video games, 75% or 80% of video games are very violent, right? And a lot of kids between 1 to 7, between the age of 5 to 17, all the video games they buy is the one that rated mature, right? The most violent ones. So because video game is very interactive. So this means when they play video games, they feel that they're in the video games. So they get very excited doing this, doing that. So the video game is the worst for them. So we think about media. Is it good or bad? We think about if the IE student come and ask us, hey, you know, is the media good or bad? What should I do? Right? What can we say? Jessica, you want to say something? So what can we say if the student come up to ask us, right? Right. I mean, of course, the media itself, within itself, is nothing. But the person behind the media, or the people who are watching the media, or encounter the media, we have to have self-control. That's the whole thing. But as for parents, for me, I think the best way is to get rid of the TV and stuff for your children, especially when they are young. Why? Because even though the children, you can see when the children is born, they are blank slate pretty much, right? So if you spend so much time on TV, all the influence from the TV will go to their head, it will go to their heart. So it would be very difficult for them when they come to church only one time per week to be able to allow the Word of God to come into their heart if their heart is already filled with the junk of the things in the world. So if it's possible, we can get rid of TV from our house, if possible. But of course, this is for parents. Sometimes it's also very difficult. Because we ourselves like to watch TV, and we ourselves like to do this and do that. But for the children, if we can have TV in our house, we definitely need to control it. Because if we cannot control it, because controlling TV times is very, very difficult, including computer, including video games. So as parents, if we want to have all these things in the house, we need to take a lot of time to take care of it and to be able to educate to our children. So we think about why the media is so powerful, right? Listen to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. Verse 2. In which you one walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the son of disobedience. So we know for most unbelievers, they are controlled by Satan. So whatever they do try to gain profit. And nowadays, you can see the media, definitely there's hardly any good thing in it. That's why a lot of time when I don't know if you guys know the show Bonanza, right? Bonanza is like a Western show. So usually I ask Brother Jason to record it for me sometime because Bonanza is like in the 60s, right? In the 60s. So when Brother Jason talked to me, just saying, you know, he never heard this kind of show before because this kind of show, most of the younger generation, they cannot watch it. Why? Because a lot of time there's no sex, there's no violence. And every time, almost every show, they talk about God, right? How they, you know, rely on God, this and that. So for me, once in a while, I watch that kind of show. But for the younger generation, it's impossible for them to sit in front of a TV to watch anything that is very slow, first of all. Anything involved talking, more than dialogue, more than 3-5 minutes, they cannot watch it. And if they can watch something, they cannot watch anything black and white, right? Because nowadays, people and the industrial psychologists, they know how to stimulate, right, your mind, right? They stimulate your heart. So what they do, they use many different colors to put all these things together, many different things to arouse us. So that's why for us, if we fill with the Holy Spirit, if we watch this kind of stuff, we cannot be satisfied. We cannot be satisfied, but rather we feel so disturbed. We feel so disturbed. For one example, before I came to Christ, I used to swear a lot. Every time I say something, I used to do the F word, the S word, whatever. But now, when I hear anybody swear, I just feel like, ugh. Right? You just feel like, for some reason, it just feels painful to you. Right? The only thing that's different for me because I have the Holy Spirit. The same thing when people before, I used to say, oh my God, right, a lot. Oh my God, you know, Jesus Christ, all the time. But after I came to Christ, every time my mother said, I just feel so upset, right? Why did she use this name of Jesus, right? But before Christ, we don't care. We don't care. And if we don't have the Holy Spirit, we don't care. So that's why for the people in the world, for them to be stimulated, for them to get aroused, right? They're by the pleasure, is to do all this sexual thing and all this pleasure thing. And it's controlled by Satan. It's controlled by Satan. That's why for us, we have to be very, very careful. If we want to have media and stuff like that at home for our children. And it's two different effects, right? Two different kind of impact on the viewer. Whatever you do, TV, computer, video games. The first is the fast impact, like superhero fighting, music, food, and etc. For example, when you're watching some kind of, when you see little children watching some kind of superhero, right? They fighting stuff. So automatically in front of TV, they doing this, doing that, right? You see your children do that. They imitate it. So this means the impact of that show is affecting right away. For example, when I don't like pizza at all. Really, I don't like pizza. But sometimes when I watch TV before, when I look at the pizza commercial, like the Domino's or the Pizza Hut, this kind of stuff, and they make it look so nice, so good, right? Like all the cheese all gooing out, right? And all the beef and pepperoni, it just looks so delicious. So after I watch the commercial, sometimes, I want pizza. I order it, I eat only a slice, and then the rest I cannot eat anymore. Because I don't like it. So that's why this is the fast impact. Almost every single commercial on television will have a fast impact on us. Especially for sisters, right? Think about when you watch TV and they want to sell something to you. Sometimes you want to buy it right away. You just have a kind of feeling you want to buy it because it's the business that they want you to get from you. So that's why when it comes to diet, this kind of stuff, a lot of women fall into that kind of temptation. They buy many things on TV, but they never use it. They never use it. Why? Because when they make the commercial, it has that fast impact. The minute they get you right there, and then afterward, it's already too late. You already bought the stuff. That's why we have to be careful when we think that the commercial for our children and stuff like that is good, but actually it's not good at all. It's not good. The commercial, I feel, is worse than TV program and even some movies. Because the commercial, they really try to get people to stimulate right there and then. And then this is very, very dangerous. And another thing also is slow impact. The slow impact sometimes is more dangerous than the fast impact because the fast impact is only by compulsion, right? That you do it. Then afterward you think about, oh, it's wrong. But the slow impact, for example, if you watch TV, for example, Friends, the TV Friends, right? That's a show that maybe a long time ago the kids doesn't watch anymore, I don't know. But Friends, if you continue to watch the show Friends, you can see that every time they talk about their content, it's like who's sleeping with who, right? Who's breaking up with who want to marry, who this and that. So after a while, that become part of your life, right? Part of your life. So when the younger people watch this kind of stuff, they feel, hey, this is what life is all about, right? You can sleep with anybody you want, right? You can divorce anybody you want. You can go anywhere with anybody you want. So this is slow impact. So slowly, while they're growing up, they have this kind of feeling inside their heart. So that's why for them, they're not so sensitive to the word of God, what is right and what is wrong. But for us, as IE teachers, we need to implant this kind of concept inside their heart. But if we ourselves do not know any of this, then how can we help our children? It's very difficult. It's very difficult. That's why with the media, if we're watching TV at home, It's difficult not to tell our children, right, not to watch TV. If we spend so much time on a computer, it's difficult to tell our children not to spend so much time on a computer. So whatever we teach our children, we also need to practice ourselves. We need to practice ourselves. So remember, the media have two different kind of impacts, fast impact and slow impact. And that usually with sexual stuff and drugs and alcohol. Drugs and alcohol. All these things that will relate to the heart of the children when they watch it. So media message, if you think about media message, can you think of any good media message now on television? No smoking, right? Actually, no smoking is pretty good. They do a pretty good job. Like, if you watch TV nowadays, there's hardly anybody smoking anymore, right? No cigarette commercial or anything. Why? Because they've done a pretty good job in telling people you smoke, you will have lung cancer, and then you will die terribly, right? So this is the message they have for many years. So because of this, you can see many of Americans, they stop smoking, right? Stop smoking. So any other things? All the good ones, right? All the good. Actually, it's very hard to find. It's very hard to find. You can think only by a handful, things are good. Right? Things are good. Before, I used to like to watch the Animal Channel, right? But now you watch the Animal Channel, they have so many shows, also very violent, right? Especially the animal rescue thingy. It really can traumatize you. Why? Because, you know, some people that treat the animal and stuff so bad, right? So the people need to go there and try to rescue them. But when the children see the kind of stuff, they become very traumatized, right? Very traumatized. And the Discovery Channel, I feel, is still good. And the Food Channel, the Cooking Channel, is still pretty decent, right? But we really have to watch out what we watch. Let's go to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. Start from verse 15. Do not love the world or the things in this world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. So 1 John chapter 2 verse 15 tells us very clearly that even though we have to live in the world, but we cannot love the world. Because if we love the world, the love of the Father is not in us. Why our Lord Jesus Christ tells us not to love the world? Because in the world is only three things. That is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. These three things, if you watch TV, any kind of media you go into, all these three things will be in there. All these three things will be in there. So that's why we really have to educate the students what the media can do to them. Every single year, a pornographic, right? All these sites have pornographic on it. They do a $1 billion business. Can you imagine? Just in the States, I'm talking the United States. $1 billion business. Because many, many people are addicted to pornographic and even young kids, they're also addicted to pornographic. Because nowadays, just think about it. A young kid, 8, 9 years old, can just close their door in their room. They can do whatever they want. So that's why for us as Christians, it's very difficult for ourselves and also for our students. So that's why if we want to teach our students not to be affected by the media, but we ourselves have to overcome before we can teach them. So you can see a lot of time the media, they use of cigarettes, right? Of course, nowadays I can see only bulletin boards all over the place. Of course, on a computer, internet, you can see the uses of cigarettes and things like that. But on TV, there's hardly any commercial with any cigarettes anymore. But alcohol, because we know that alcohol is many. You know, every single year they have the Super Bowl. You know, you guys know the Super Bowl, right? Right. So the Super Bowl, each commercial is 2.2 minutes. And it costs $1.2 million. Right? $1.2 million. And guess what company have the most commercial during the Super Bowl? They spend millions of dollars. I think you guys know, right? Right? Yeah, it's beer commercial, right? It's beer commercial. They spend millions of dollars for this. You can see, every time you look at the commercial, you can see that when they're drinking and stuff, they just show they're so joyful, right? They're all dancing, partying. The people are so beautiful looking and so handsome looking, right? But they don't know they don't tell you, you know, when you are drunk, you drive, you can kill the other people, you can kill yourself, and then we have a hangover the next day, right? All this kind of stuff, they don't tell you. They just tell you all these good things. That's why it's TV commercial, right? It's commercial. It's only pretending. Because before I came to Christ, I used to drink a lot. And I know drinking is not fun. For sure it's not fun. And drinking made me do many, many stupid things. Really, if I thought back about my life as a Gentile, only by the grace of God, I'm still alive. Because I remember one time when I was driving to Canada, right, because of my fraternity. I drove there. All the people in my car, they're all drunk. So for me, I was drunk too, driving the car. So I fell asleep, and I woke up. I was in the middle of the highway with my car. Everybody was asleep. If any car drive by and just hit it, we all would die. But this is the consequences. So a lot of our children, they think it was so cool sometimes to drink this and that, right? Because I talk to many the younger generation. They, you know, a lot of them, they go to bars, right? Happy hours. After work, they go to be happy drinking with their friends, right? Happy hours. So for us as a chosen people of God, and as IE teach, we really need to convey this kind of message to our next generation. Even though it's difficult to overcome, but it's not impossible. Why? Because we have God on our side. We have God on our side. So, and also fatty food and thin body, right? Can you see this? Oh, this is really disgusting. Huh. So this thing is in magazines and stuff like that, right? This is a model. She makes a lot of money being this skinny model, right? So this kind of message that that the world is trying to portray to a younger generation. Nobody's happy with who they are anymore, right? That's why every single year they spend billions of dollars for, you know, surgery on their faces and that. Why? Because they watch too much TV. They all want their nose to be perfect, their eyes to be big, their lips to be full. They don't do too much to the ears, but, you know. There's many different things. So when our younger generation watch this kind of TV and stuff, and then they all, for them, they will feel like, oh, I'm too fat, I'm too skinny, my hair is not good enough, I'm not pretty enough. So because of this, really, they will grow up to have so low self-esteem. Low self-esteem. So there's really nothing good at all. If I think about the media message, there's hardly anything good for our children to watch. And also, of course, violence. Violence causes a lot of problems in society that we live in nowadays. Even though sometimes, of course, when I talk this to the younger generation, they say, hey, you know, I watch a lot of violent movies. I never go out and take a gun and shoot anybody. And that's what they say to me, you know. So what's the problem, right? But with violence, actually, it plays deep down inside our heart. Deep down inside our heart. I remember when I was working with all the little gangsters, right? A lot of them, only 15, 16 years old, they can do such evil things. For example, one of my clients, somebody cut him off, so he came out of the car and took a screwdriver and stabbed the kid's face, right, with the screwdriver. So he put a hole from one end to the other. A 15-year-old kid be able to do this kind of stuff. And I remember in Boston one time, they were watching this, at the movies there were a shootout, because a bunch of gangs were shooting each other. The reason because of this, they went to watch some kind of gangster movies, right? It's very violent. So afterward, they just ended up shooting one another. So violence, if you watch TV, you can see all these things on TV, on the internet, and especially video games. There's no, in olden days, I mean, you play Pac-Man and stuff that kind, right? Pac-Man and Centipede, that kind of stuff. It's really, you know, it's nothing violent about it. But nowadays, you can see almost every video games, right? Shooting, cutting people's head off, the blood squirting out, all this kind of stuff. If you continue to do this, can the Word of God really can come to our heart? It's very difficult. It's very difficult. So, but the last thing, you have to have media education, right? And let's turn to Genesis. Genesis chapter 3, verse 4 to verse 6. So we know this is what happened, right? Chapter 3, verse 4 to verse 6. Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die." Verse 5. "For God knows that in that day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Verse 6. "So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree desired to make one wise, she took of it fruit and ate.
She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate.
So we know that when God created Adam and Eve, God told them they should not eat, right? There's only one thing that God told them, do not eat from the tree of good and evil that is in the midst of the garden. So there's only one commandment they need to follow. But during this time when Satan talked to Eve, and Satan be able to convince her, right? To convince her that it's not true. So just think about our E students. We can, one time per week they come here to listen to the Word of God, maybe 20, 30 minutes. And the world they live in is full of, you know, evil stuff. How can they overcome it? It's impossible. Really, it's impossible. That's why we need to continue for the have family altar for the parents to pray with the children at home and to read the Bible at home. If the parents only rely on our E students to come here one time per week, they can never ever be a good Christian. It's impossible. Even for us as an adult. If we only come to worship God, if we only Sabbath Christian, we cannot be a good Christian. Why? Because the world is getting more evil every single day. So the best thing we need to understand that the people create media messages. I hardly know any Christian is the one behind all the medias. Most time they're all unbelievers. Why? They're all unbelievers. Of course, we have radio shows and stuff like that are run by Christian. Even then, they cannot say anything, everything that they want. So the media message is created by, you know, by people, and these people, they're very ungodly. So because they're ungodly, everything that they create will also ungodly and follow the will of Satan. So think about this. Think and reflect about this. When we put the TV in front of our children, when we give the computer for our children, we give the video games, we need to think about all these things. And also, each media form uses its own languages. Even though sometimes we think for ourselves that some commercial is harmless and some TV show is harmless, but we really need to think. We need to think and reflect. If we feel by the Holy Spirit, for sure, most of the things on TV, we would not allow our children to watch it. And we would encourage our student not to watch it also. But most of the time, if we are weak in the spirit, and then everything goes. It doesn't matter. Why? Because we give a desire to the flesh. And so we cannot overcome all these things. Overcome all these things. So no two people experience the same media message in exactly the same way. So this means as an adult, when you watch a certain things, you feel that it's good, it's okay for you, but it doesn't mean it's okay for your children or for the students. Why? Because they're in their young brain, they can take things very different from us as an adult. Right? Because they are not mature enough to be able to discern what is good and what is bad. So the best thing for the younger generation, if you're going to watch anything with them, if you're going to allow them to watch TV, we sit there with them and explain after we're watching a certain things, right? Or ask them questions after they watch a certain thing. And also, the best way is for me really just get rid of the TV in itself for the younger generation. Because if you do not get rid of your TV or all these video games, and then it's a heartache for you. It's a heartache for you. Why? Because you need to watch them over and over again. Tell them the same thing over and over again. But if you're willing to sacrifice this kind of time, and then it's okay. But if not, if you cannot do the best of ability to control the media, and then we should not have it. We should not have it. This is really for the benefit of our children. And the media messages have their own value and point of view. Of course, there's hardly any good values anymore on TV. Even just the 30-minute sitcom or the commercial, there's nothing good. There's nothing good. So we have to be very, very careful. Very, very careful. So the last thing that we need to do, we have to set the home stage for media education. So what is the best way? Let me ask you a question. What is the best way? Okay, just imagine we have computer at home, we have TV at home, we have video games at home. So what is the best way to set this, to make it, you know, possible for our children to have all this? What is the best step, the first step we need to do? How can we set the stage for media education? What's that?
Put everything in a public place.
Yes. That's very important, right? That's very important. The first thing we should do is to put things in a public place. This means when it's public, that means the parents can walk in and out anytime we want. Right? Not in public in the sense that, okay, behind your room and then they open their door, no. Because by the time they hear your footstep there, they delete many things already, right? So that's why we have to be ahead, step ahead of them. So this means if we allow all this thing to happen, it has to be in a public area. So this means anyone can go in and out, right, in and out. Anything else? How many of you have TV at home? So how, from your own experiences, how you control your children not to watch so many TVs or hours of computers, and how do you do it? Because by the survey, a lot of parents do not control their kids and watching TV on the internet and stuff like that, right? If they watch 10 hours of TV plus per week, this means it's very, we mean the parents have no control over it. Right? So what are some of the ways you control their children not to watch so many TV and stuff? Yeah, set time limit, right? So how do you usually do it? How do you tell them? Yes. Okay. Right. So did you start this since she was young?
Yes.
Yes, right? Since you were young. That is very important. Don't start when they're 8, 9 years old already. You start when they're very young if you have TV on there, right? Because many children, they love to watch TV. I mean, that is natural, right? Because it fulfills your desire. Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's a very good point, because a lot of time, unconsciously, we use the TV as a babysitter. For example, if the parents, we are busy doing something and the kids want to talk to you, say, hey, go and watch TV. Right? Do we hear sometimes we say this? And when we say this, it's really, really a bad way of doing it. But sometimes we do. Most Americans, right? Most Americans, this is what they do for their children. So the TV become their parents. TV become their parents. Any other way? Okay, we're running out of time, so yes. Of course, we need to make a media plan. If any kind of media we have, the computer, video games, anything like that, you have to make media plan. Especially video games. Make sure, don't let your children go out and buy video games themselves. Don't get $30, $40, go and buy, no. And especially downloading from the computer. Do not let them download AV games on the computer. It's horrible. If we do that, they can have 100 games for free. Right? And plus, some of the games are illegal. Right? They download, they're not supposed to download it. Right? There's many things we can commit sin against God. And especially all those violent things that they on TV. But we have to start when they are young, if we allow them to use all this media. Of course, we set media time limits. It's very important. It's very important. If the children can watch TV half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours a day, whatever they want to watch, and then we're in big trouble. We cannot control them. If they start from an early age, and then when they get a little older, you can never, ever stop them. It's impossible. If by the age of 10 years old, they have TV in their room, and then 15, you decide they watch too much TV, you want to take it out, it's very difficult. It's very difficult. And also set family guidelines for media content. This is also very important. The things that they, you know, you allow them to watch and the thing is not. Even though it's very simple for us to say it, but we need to keep at it. Right? We need to keep at it. Because if our children are serving the channel, for sure they will see something they're not supposed to see. So that's why if we have cable, you can get rid of cable. If we have cable, we should have some kind of parents' control. Right? There's many different ways to do it, but there's a lot of burden for the parents. So the better way is not to have anything. So keep TV, DVDs, VCR, video games, and computer out of bedrooms. This is the most important concept I think that we should have. Yes, if we want to have TV, if we want to have those kind of stuff in the house, we need it to bring it out of the bedroom and put it in a common area. So many of you know what you need to do, but sometimes it's very difficult to enforce it, especially when you have adolescent at home. Right? Adolescent at home. So for us, SIE teacher, do not be afraid to educate these kind of things to the students. Even sometimes they are mad at you, they are upset with you, why are you being so strict, this and that. It doesn't matter. What we're trying to do is to make them holy in front of God. What we try to do is make them to be able to follow the will of God. This is our goal, for them to reach the heavenly kingdom. So do not think sometimes you hurt their feelings, this and that. But before we can tell them anything, the first thing we need to do is develop a good relationship with them. If you have good relationship with your students, it doesn't matter what you say. Whatever you say, they will listen to you. It's here. But if you don't have good relationship with your student, it doesn't matter what you say. they will not accept it. Why? Because they already feel like, you know, you're a jerk already, they don't want to talk to you, this and that. Whatever you say, it doesn't, for them, they will not be able to accept it. So the most important thing is to take time to develop good relationship with your children, with your students. So this the section coming up, some of the question is concerning that. So we'll go into more how can we develop a relationship with our students. Let's bow our head and pray in silence.
Amen.